This is Wikipedia Weekly, the podcast for everyone who subconsciously inserts double square brackets around the important words when they're speaking. G'day, I'm Liam Wyatt, known as Witty Llama, coming from Sydney, Australia. Today we're talking to Angela Beasy, one of the five people on the template History of Wikipedia, and as a result, one of the few Wikimedians to have an article about herself. She is on the Wikimania selection jury and is the chairwoman of the Foundation Advisory Committee, and is also the co-founder of the web host for online communities, Wikia. Angela Beasy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Liam.
Now, we met up the other week in the Sydney Wiki Meetup, which was lovely, because I've never been to a meetup before. Did you enjoy that?
Yes, it was good. It's been quite a long time since Sydney had a Wikipedia meetup, so it was nice to get together with everyone again.
There were some pretty important people there. I didn't know Sydney had that many really cool, active Wikipedians. What I mentioned in the introduction there is that you do indeed have an article about yourself on Wikipedia, and you'd be one of about five people who must have an article based almost entirely on your involvement with the project itself, which is a bit of a sort of a self-referential article. What's that like to have an article which you're not allowed to edit?
It's quite frustrating. I think most people who have an article about themselves can surreptitiously edit it and get away with that, but that's not something I can risk doing. So I'm limited to pointing out the problems on the talk page, but those are rarely addressed. There's not really a good process for people to say that something's wrong and for that to actually get dealt with.
Such as?
So one of the main problems is that the balance in the article is just completely weird, because people are kind of talking only about what I've done within Wikimedia. So, for example, they'll mention that I'm on some Wikimedia committee that's not relevant at all, but they'll present that as just one of the few facts in the article, so it looks like it's a really significant part of my life, whereas other important things I might be involved in Wikipedians don't know about, so they don't add that. So it just ends up a very strange and unbalanced piece.
I think that's a fairly common claim as well amongst people who have articles about themselves. I noticed you did list it for a deletion a couple of times. It's been up and down all over the show, about five times now, I think.
I think it's up to about seven. Yeah, I've listed it twice.
So you don't actually want to have an article about yourself. You prefer to keep it private.
It's not that I want to keep it private. It's just I don't really think that I should be in the encyclopedia, and I think Wikipedians aren't aware of their own biases towards any topic related to Wikipedia. I think if I was involved in any other internet community, then they'd clearly delete me, but because it's Wikipedia and they love Wikipedia, they want to keep all the articles on that topic.
It's an interesting one. Now, Wikimania. I know today there was a Wikimania IRC meeting, is that correct? Where all of the different people who were bidding for 2009 came on?
That's right. Yeah, we're having two public meetings today with representatives of the six cities that put in a bid. So there are two bids from South America, from Bogota and Buenos Aires, plus bids from Canada, Nepal, Australia and Germany. And they're all meeting on IRC to discuss their bids and try and sell the idea to the jury.
So today being Sunday the 3rd, at least for our purposes, by the time this gets released it'll be later than today, obviously, but what was the outcome of today's meeting?
So the purpose of the meetings today is just for people to explain their bids in more detail. There's not actually going to be an outcome until February the 14th. What's going to happen over the next week is the bids will be refined. More details will be added in response to the questions that the jury and the public are asking.
What was
Then the jury will deliberate on that and make a decision after February 14th.
So we'll know on Valentine's Day?
Sometime between the 14th and the 20th is scheduled for the announcement.
Ooh. What is one of the more significant questions or common questions that came up with all of the bids? I imagine they were all quite different, but is there a particular issue that keeps being raised?
Not issues as such. There's just, you know, people want to know information about how many people are involved in the bid, whether they have local sponsorship to support the bid, whether they can deal with things like visas. It's harder to get into some countries than others. So what sort of support is there for people actually managing to get there?
I don't imagine you can give us any insight into which one's winning yet, can you?
No, it's much too early to make any predictions about the winner.
Oh, well. Who else is on the jury?
It's made up of 13 people. And this includes Sue Gardner, the executive director, plus representatives from the Board of Trustees, the advisory board, organisers of previous Wikimanias, and plus members of various Wikimedia chapters and committees.
A Theodoranian's on there as well, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was involved in organising Wikimania last year.
And he did a damn good job too. I noticed also that today was the launch of the call for papers for Wikimania 2008, this year, in Alexandria. And I had a look myself. This is at wikimania2008.wikimedia.org. And it's remarkably professional looking. I didn't submit a paper for the one in Taiwan, so I don't know how it compares to last year's, but at least this one looks really professional. You can't submit a paper without logging in, and you give a name and an abstract and upload photographs and all this, and it's very well done.
Yeah, it's fairly similar to previous years. We're just using different software this year, so perhaps it comes across a little bit differently. But the idea behind it is the same. It's still really a Wikimedia community. It's for and by the community. So people shouldn't be put off by how it looks. You know, they don't have to put in a professional submission. We really want ideas and, you know, just talks from within the community about what they find interesting on the projects.
Hmm. Now, there are four tracks of conference papers. Could you explain the difference between them? There's Wikimedia Communities, Free Knowledge, Technical Infrastructure, and Scientific.
Yeah, so this just helps us to make the program varied and make sure that things don't kind of clash with each other too much. So, for example, if there were two different talks on technical infrastructure, we might not want to schedule those against each other.
At the same time,
because people might be... Yeah, at the same time, because people might want to go to both. So... Yeah, we just ask people what sort of category they'd put their talk into, so we know that when we're planning the program.
And the scientific track seems to be a particularly interesting one, in that it requires seems to have a higher level of entry. You have to submit an article no longer than 7,500 words, and it might be peer reviewed, and it might end up in a journal at the end of the conference. Whereas the other ones don't seem to do that.
Yeah, so this is one area where it is quite different to the previous years. We're kind of being a little bit more formal about the scientific track. Mm.
This scientific doesn't mean science, it means more academic in that sense, does it?
Yeah, academic papers about Wikipedia. So we've always had these being presented at Wikimania, but this year we're kind of doing something a little bit more and hoping to get a journal out of it as well.
And you have to submit a full paper or just an abstract by... the 15th of March, is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. Mm-hmm. All the details are on the Wikimania 2008 website.
Yes. Can we move on to the advisory board?
So the advisory board is a group of 20 people around the world who are experts in their field, and they have experience that's relevant to the foundation.
Mm-hmm. And so you are indeed on that advisory board.
Yeah, I'm the chair of the advisory board. Some of the other people we've got on that are Ward Cunningham, who's the inventor of the Wiki concept, Heather Ford, who's the executive director of iCommons, a non-profit which shares a lot of Wikipedia's goals. Other people include Mitch Kapoor, who's the former chair of the Mozilla Foundation. So we've got a lot of people with expertise in, you know, education and free content, citizen journalism and non-profits in general, who can really like share that advice with the Wikimedia Foundation.
Mm. There's some pretty exciting people on this list. You can, to anyone listening out there, you can see the full list of people with a little biography at wikimediafoundation.org, that is the foundation wiki, /wiki/advisory board. What does the advisory board do, or what has it done in the last year?
So one of the main things we did in the last year was we had a real-life meeting at Wikimania. Mm-hmm. 11 members attended that together with the Board of Trustees and Sue Gardner. And we had 2 days worth of discussion prior to Wikimania about the goals and values of the foundation, where the foundation's going, threats that it might be facing. And a lot of this is fed into Florence's recent report on these things and trying to really kind of formalise what the values of the foundation are, which is going to help the new staff coming in.
Yeah, Florence being the chair of the Wikimedia board. And so she did actually post a thing on Foundation L a couple of weeks ago talking about our values. Was that built out of the advisory board's discussion, or was that her own take on things?
Yeah, some of that was based on the discussion we had during this meeting. So the advisory board were kind of involved in discussing potential goals and values and also the strengths and weaknesses of the foundation. Mm-hmm. And except for me, the advisory board is made up of people that aren't heavily involved in the project. So they provide more of an outsider's view on this, which I think is quite useful, combined with, you know, the view of the Board of Trustees and the community. We have now a more balanced picture of where Wikimedia is headed.
So who is the Board of Trustees? I don't actually know about them. Or do I? And I just haven't noticed that they were called that.
Yeah, so Florence is the chair of the Board of Trustees, and that includes Jimmy Wales and is it 2 or 3 now people elected from within the community?
Is that so? This is the foundation board.
Yeah, the foundation board is
okay.
Board
that's
of Trustees.
The same. Okay, right. It's there's quite a few boards and names that are always turning up, but it's hard to separate all these people out, especially when there's things like Wikimania and Wikimedia and MediaWiki and Wikipedia. What do you see as the role of the advisory board going into the future? How could it be improved, do you think?
So the aim of it is really to be quite an active board. You know, we don't just want it to be a list of famous people on a page. For example, we're trying to, some people were involved in the fundraising drive and, you know, made posts on the fundraising blog about that and also helped just to push that fundraising drive out to more people.
How much did the fundraising do this year?
I think it was $2.4 million.
That's a record, isn't it?
Yeah, that's much higher than previous years, although it also lasted longer than previous fundraising drives have lasted.
But on the other hand, which is not to interrupt too long from what you were saying before, but the fundraising raised that two and a bit million, but we have a budget for about $4.5 million. Is that not a problem, do you think?
Yeah. No, it's not at the stage yet where I think it's a problem, because another thing that the advisory board are doing is working on securing grants. So that's another area where we can get money towards this budget. Sue Gardner and Eric Muller, who are the executive director and deputy director of the foundation now, are involved in going out and talking to a lot of potential large donors. So I think it's quite possible that we'll find enough money to make up the budget.
And now that we're based in San Francisco, it must be easier to find people with large checkbooks who are interested in technology.
Yeah, I think the contacts that they make there are going to help a lot.
Now, what were you saying about the future of the advisory board?
So I was saying that we really want it to be an active board and, you know, not just a list of people that are theoretically involved. But one problem that's been kind of preventing that is actually getting access to information. Although Wikimedia claims to be transparent, there are areas where this is really lacking. So more and more often, we've been seeing all the interesting information moving away to private mailing lists and private wikis. And trying to get feedback from the people that are on those to actually reach the advisory board has been quite difficult. But improvements are definitely being made. One recent example is that before, Sue Gardner used to send her report on the foundation just to the staff and board mailing lists, but then she started copying me into that so I could let the advisory board know. But this week she actually went one step further and sent that out to the public foundation mailing list instead.
Yeah, I saw that and I was shocked and surprised by the openness of it. I was pleasantly surprised. She did have to probably remove things that were relating to staff issues and private concerns of the running of the foundation, which is fair enough, but it was edifying to see the professionalism of the foundation. Not that I doubted it, but you can actually see it now on a weekly basis and see what's happening, which is much closer to what the values of the foundation are. We can really get involved.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's really important that this is happening, because this sort of change means that not only can the advisory board now see what's going on and get involved, but the entire community can. And in a way, the community is like just a big giant advisory board to the foundation.
Yeah, which won't stop giving its opinion, probably.
Yeah.
In Taiwan, I met Sue Gardner very, very briefly, because she was a fairly busy lady. And this was at the party on the second night. And I just said, "No, welcome on board, Sue. Whatever you do, please don't break the community," and then drifted off into the crowd. And I've sort of been holding back on my judgment for what it's worth to see how that went. And now to see her doing this kind of thing, I'm not so quietly pleased. I'm quite happy to say that this is a really positive step, that the audit is now finished, the weekly meetings are being published publicly, and there is a medium and long-term strategy coming out of the foundation that looks both practical and future-oriented.
Yeah, I agree. I think the board finally made a good decision on choosing an executive director.
You're listening to Wikipedia Weekly. I'm Liam Wyatt, and I'm talking with Angela Beasley. You can get in contact with us at the website wikipediaweekly.org or via the page on Wikipedia, which can be found at wp:wwpc. You can leave comments and suggestions there, or even at my user page, user:wittylama. Now, on to another issue. Wikia is the organisation which you now spend most of your time working with. You are the vice chairwoman, is that correct? Or the vice president?
Yeah, vice president and co-founder.
And co-founder with Jimmy Wales. The Wikia is a for-profit company that is based on the same software that Wikipedia and Wikimedia is, MediaWiki, and has a lot of synergies in that regard, but it is entirely separate for organisational purposes, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a completely separate company. I mean, both were started by Jimmy Wales, but started independently of each other.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine a lot of people who are working for it, there's now, what did you say, 20 staff, 40 staff?
I think there's about 40 people at Wikia now.
That's impressive. I imagine a lot of them would have some relationship with Wikipedia originally.
Some do, particularly the community staff have often had experience with editing Wikipedia and helping the community. You know, we wanted people who are experts at dealing with community issues, and Wikipedia is a good place to find those. But there's only really overlap between, you know, Wikia staff and Wikipedia volunteers. None of Wikimedia staff were involved in Wikia.
Right, yes, and fair enough too. Could you explain what Wikia is for anyone who doesn't know? You said communities, which I think is a really important part of it.
Yeah, so we're basically developing communities around wikis. So people can request a wiki on any topic they like, something that they're passionate about and that's going to attract a large readership and also, you know, a large community to actually edit the site. So we don't do things like private personal wikis or corporate wikis. We're really aimed at large, publicly editable, community-based wikis.
So the biggest one is Wikipedia, the Star Wars wiki.
That's right. The Star Wars wiki's got, I think, about 54,000 articles now.
Fantastic. Is that your biggest, the most prominent?
The Star Wars wiki is the largest one. I think the second largest now is the World of Warcraft wiki. That also has about 53,000 articles. And then the third one after that is the Marvel Database Project, and that has 23,000 articles related to Marvel comics.
Wow. There's certainly something out there for everyone, isn't there? Is there yet a Naruto Wikia?
Yep, there is. I couldn't tell you offhand how large that is, but we definitely have one.
I don't understand Naruto. I really don't. Where did it come from? Anyway. One of the things, there's been a few misunderstandings, I would suggest is the word, between the relationship between Wikipedia or Wikimedia and Wikia, not notwithstanding the fact that it was founded by Jimmy Wales, and therefore some people think that it's should be a non-profit as well, or that he's splitting his time between the two. One of them was the nofollow issue. Could you describe what nofollow is?
So nofollow is a tag that you can add to an external link to prevent search engines like Google attaching any weight to it. And on Wikipedia, nofollow has been added to all external links.
Why?
One of the ideas is that it would decrease motivation for people to spam Wikipedia, because if they had added a link, then that would benefit them in Google. They'd rise up in the search rankings. But with nofollow attached, then it doesn't help them in that regard.
So the only advantage of having any old website, good or bad, linked on Wikipedia would be people directly clicking through. It doesn't actually change your ranking in Google.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And this was instituted about, 6 months ago on Wikipedia?
I'm not sure exactly when.
That accounts for, this nofollow system works for every outbound link except wikis, other wikis or other media wikis or just wiki ah.
Other wikis, not just Wikia. So it applies to all external links. So if you add a normal external link to Wikia, then that will have nofollow attached too. Mm-hmm. However, there's a feature in many wiki engines called interwiki linking, which mm-hmm. gives a shortcut way to link to a wiki. For example, if you type wikitravel:article name inside double square brackets, then you'll get a link to wikitravel.org rather than having to use the full URL. And it's wikis that are linked in this way, using this little shortcut feature, those won't have nofollow added to them.
Okay. Is that because there are other wikis and Wikipedia and Wikimedia likes wikis and is therefore happy to add to the Google ranking, or because it's a technical issue and you can't physically put nofollow onto external wiki links?
Well, it's partly a technical reason. I mean, nofollow is only added to external links, and interwiki links are not counted as external. They're counted as wiki.
Okay.
So that was why it wasn't done. It could be added now, but one reason that it hasn't been done now is because nofollow is to prevent spam, whereas wikis which are listed on this interwiki map, they can only be added by admins. So the idea is that if they're on that map, then they're not likely to be spam, so there's not actually a reason to add nofollow to them.
But doesn't that mean that commercial organisations such as Wikitravel and Wikia get a Google rank boosting from their links coming from Wikipedia, which other organisations which don't get spam as well could equally benefit from?
There is some truth to that. So, one solution to that, I think, is not to remove nofollow from everyone, but to have something where, the community can decide that a link is okay, and once you've decided that, then the nofollow is removed. So, for example, if a link had gone through a revision process and, be kind of marked as stable, I think this might tie in with the stable revisions feature that we're going to have in the future. Mm-hmm. That if it's been marked as stable, then there would be no need to have nofollow attached to that link.
Right. So you envisioned a system where, kind of like a featured article review, people would look at the external links at the bottom of the article and say, yes, that's, say it's the article about Microsoft, that is the Microsoft homepage and is therefore quite legitimately not spam, but however this is some guy's blog about how he hates Microsoft, and that shouldn't necessarily be removed, but shouldn't necessarily get a Google ranking.
Yeah, I think probably the external links that stay in the article, they've been kind of approved, so once they've kind of gone through an approval stage, if we could mark that revision as okay and these links are approved, then I think there wouldn't need to be a reason to add nofollow to that. It's really only for the spam links that we don't want in Wikipedia at all that would need that.
So rather than it wouldn't be on a one-by-one basis, it would be anything that is linked that is in a stable version should be considered worthy of being there and worthy of getting a Google ranking because we link to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not necessarily, worthy of getting a Google ranking, but we're just saying, this link isn't spam. That's basically what you're doing when you don't add nofollow to a link.
That was certainly an issue that some people were annoyed with, I think, because it seemed that Wikia was getting some unfair advantage. But as you say, it's not just Wikia. It's any wiki.
Yeah, any wiki that the community has agreed to add to that interwiki map.
And where can you see that list?
There's a page on Meta. If you search for InterWikiMap, you'll find that there.
Okay. Now, another thing that Wikia and Wikimedia Foundation did recently, independently of each other, is a deal with Kaltura, an organisation that is trying to set up a system for collaborative video editing. Could you shed some light on to how that happened?
Yep, so Kaltura is a startup that offers collaborative video editing via a MediaWiki extension, and they actually talked to people from both Wikimedia and Wikia at last year's Wikimania, and independently made a partnership with each of us. I didn't actually know they'd made a partnership with Wikimedia until I saw Wikimedia's draft press release about that. And we'd actually been trialing Kaltura for a few weeks before that on Wikia and just on some of our development servers. But we've actually pushed back the implementation of that on our live sites a couple of weeks to avoid the confusion that might be caused by both releasing a press release about it on the same day, which I think is originally what Kaltura had been planning for. But yeah, Wikia's pushed that back, so we're not going to be announcing that until next week.
Right. And disappointment that the foundation, not so much Wikia because you're a for-profit organisation and fair enough, but the foundation was linking with an organisation that wasn't using entirely open software. I believe they're using Flash, is that correct?
Yeah, at the moment they are using Flash, but work's definitely going on with that to put it into completely open formats. The software itself is open source, both on the front end and the back end. Both Wikimedia and Wikia have worked with them to make sure that that has happened. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, the formats themselves aren't open. But I think before it's released live on Wikimedia sites, then it would be.
Yeah, surely it wouldn't. It isn't sort of legal, given the license, that it would be released in a format that is a closed format.
I don't know. To be honest, I think what they're doing is legal, but you know, it just goes against the principles of some of the Wikimedia community members because it's not an open format.
Now, finally, the Wikia search system. Is this the system that was widely publicised a year ago or so that was trying to be a Google killer on Wikimedia?
Yep, so we're not actually aiming for it to be a Google killer. This is something that the press have made up, and you know, they like to promote something as, you know, being one company versus another company, and they're quite keen on this idea of Google versus whoever, and they've kind of put it out there in that sense. But that's not really what we're doing. You know, what we're doing is just at the very early stages of building a search engine. And the aim for it is to be completely open source, community run, community influenced. So both in terms of the community developing various parts of that search engine and also being able to input the content into that search engine. For example, we have these little mini wiki type articles that are going to appear in search results to help people find what they're looking for. So kind of a cross between disambiguation pages and a little introduction to an article.
And this search is open source? Because I know that MediaWiki has a pretty poor search function, I think.
Yeah, so the idea of Wikia search is to search the internet in general. It's not to search wikis. Uh-huh. So it's not actually related to that search, which is within MediaWiki.
Okay.
Although, you know, it could be kind of adapted for anything. So if you wanted to use it to search a wiki, then you could do it. You could do that with it once it exists in that form. I mean, at the moment, you know, it's really just in the early stages. We're just getting people at the moment to crawl the web and start creating these miniature articles. People are working on software for social features, so you could add in a social trust network so that the people you trust, what they're searching for and what they're rating is good quality in the search engines would then affect your results and so on. So there's a lot of different areas. It's kind of spawning out all these different ideas that people want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, people are just working on those. In the longer term, we need to kind of bring it all together and make one project out of this and say, okay, this is now Wikia search and it involves all these different areas, social areas and so on.
And when do you think this will be ready to go beta live at least?
When will the beta be? It depends. I mean, there's so much going on at the moment. It's hard to kind of know long how it's going to work out long term. So at the moment, people are really just experimenting with all different things that they could do because people have so many ideas about what they could do with the search engine that Wikia Search really gives them a chance to try that out.
Mm. I a lot of people, I imagine, would say, why bother producing an open source search engine when Google is such a dominant alternative to pretty much anything? I mean, if Microsoft can't get, or Yahoo can't get, significant market share off Google, why is Wikia trying?
So we believe that it's just important to have this, the software of a search engine be open source, and also the algorithms behind it be open source, because at the moment you don't know why something is rated high or low in Google. They don't release their reasons for that. Whereas with Wikia Search, it's going to be open and transparent. You know, we're not open to any kind of bias, because everyone can see the algorithms behind it and find out why certain things are ranked in the way that they are. I also think, you know, you could have said the same thing about what's the point of Wikipedia 7 years ago, when Encyclopedia Britannica has such a large market share. Then, you know, what's the point of Wikipedia? It's shown that, you know, having this community process can produce something that's far broader than a traditional encyclopedia could be.
Yeah, well, I mean, same thing for Linux or Firefox. They're now, Linux is certainly gaining popularity in the sort of mainstream market, and Firefox is the second biggest browser in the world.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, there's a lot of history of open source projects being very successful, and there's no reason that Wikia Search can't follow that same trend.
Search is probably one of the few places left that hasn't got an open source version, in fact.
Well, there's been open source projects around Search for a while, such as Nutch and Lucene, and we're actually building on some of the ideas that they've already started there.
Okay. Well, great. I'm looking forward to it being live, and I'm actually looking forward to all the things we've been talking about, the Wikimania this year especially, and Wikimania 2009, the advisory board over the next year becoming even more active than it has been, and hopefully it'll produce some recommendations that will improve the usefulness of Wikimedia projects, and finally, of course, Wikia becoming bigger and better and adding these various projects like Kaltura and the search.
Thanks.
Thanks very much for coming to talk to us today.
Yep. Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
You've been listening to Wikipedia Weekly. You can subscribe to the show from a number of ways at our website, wikipediaweekly.org, including RSS feed and through iTunes and in OGG or MP3 formats. See you next time. Uru.